Welcome back.
Oh, thank you.
Yes.
I missed it last time.
Yes. Were you able to?
Not really, no, just too busy with the work.
Too busy with the work.
I try, but like a few seconds and I just
no problem.
Sit there.
But how about tonight? Was
today?
It
yeah.
Just now? Were you able to calm down a little
no,
bit?
No, not
yes.
As much as last time.
Okay. Tonight we are going to take an inventory, and you can take, you don't have to take inventory, but you can learn from other people's inventory. You said you couldn't calm down because your day was busy, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. How many people had a busy day today?
Crazy.
Could you calm down? For your meditation. Yeah? Okay. Mamu? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm really about stress doing work, so
yeah.
Coming down here was
yeah.
But it's 4 years later.
Yeah. Yeah. You see this is just to show that how we can learn to be in the world but not of it. And you guys think you're normal. Well, I have news for you. There are so many, and you are, so many people, they think they're normal. They're not at all. Because, yeah, Tony, go celebrate. Now, we're going to also talk to you about how we can achieve this, have a really hectic life, and perhaps the first 5 minutes you might still have it. But then little by little, everything that did not cooperate before begins to cooperate and accommodate you. Whether it's your way of thinking, your physical begins to calm down. You don't have to itch as much as you used to. You don't have to accommodate your legs anymore. It's like you zone out, you know, it's like, you cooperate with me or you're out of here. So this is good. Now, one of the things we've been working on ever since I've been here for past 7 years is to recognize the vagary of the mind, to get used to seeing its way, and to have a method to not go with it. So it's just like an illness. You first have to find out what is the cause of it. Then you become familiar with the cause, and then you study the effect of what is doing to your body. Tonight, the way we're taking inventory is thoughts, words, and deeds have to be like this. They cannot be disjointed. They cannot have our thoughts here and our action here and then our words right here. They have to, and now we're going to check and see if we're doing that most of the time. I'm going to start with Joanne to eliminate things. Joanne, what do you think in your life is permanent? Not even your eyes or your... Okay, who can say that any emotion, is it permanent, Wendell? Any emotion?
I'm not sure what I would think is permanent.
No, I said what is not permanent? Do you think emotion is permanent or not permanent?
I would.
Does it come and go? Does your anger, it started from the time you were born and it will continue until you die?
And I was gonna say, I probably would carry on after that.
So you think your anger is permanent?
Well, I'm peculiar. I'm very rarely angry.
Okay, Wendell, yeah. Then you just answer my question. Wendell! Then you're saying it's not permanent, or you would have it 24 hours a day.
All right. All right.
Okay, good. All we right. got that okay. in under control.
Yeah.
So would you say all the emotions are not permanent? They come and go. Even the positive emotion, like joy, and they come and go.
Especially the positive.
The opposite. Very good. They come on. Very good. Very good. Very good. Okay. What about any of our thoughts? Like we might have two, how many? Somebody counted, I don't know how, thousands of thoughts a day. Do they come and go, or do they stay forever? I'm not talking about for a day. Our concern come and go. What about our body? Did it stay the same since we were born? Or did it get bigger? Okay.
Got big, shrunk, got big again.
Yes, it shrunk. Okay. And so when something is not permanent, it isn't real. In other words, it changes, right? Everything changes. Do we agree with that, or just I say right myself? You agree with it? Mihaila, do you agree with it?
Yeah.
Do you agree with it?
Sure.
Okay, sure. Why do we give it so much power? Why?
We don't know better.
Yes, it's habit. Yes.
Sometimes say that I think we make it, give it so much power that our mind is capable of creating it into a reality, and we think it's mm-hmm. real. So we're
okay.
Attached.
Now, I'm going to catch you here because you said it beautifully. Our mind does not create, our intention does.
Oh, intention. Okay.
Mm.
The mind offers, and I tell you something, I said it in the retreat in Arizona. If you were a tree, just this is hypothetical things, you might even laugh at it, but that is the power of concentration, because who is concentrating is, it's, we talk about it later. But just say the tree looks at its own shade and never gets to have a mirror to look at his own self. After a while, the concentration will not move anymore. Identification takes place. I am the shadow.
Okay.
This is what happened to us. I am the body. So here was the mind that was just a slate, white canvas, just even the mind. And then the duality began to form because of our environment. Our concentration, one-pointedly, in any one given one, has made it our reality. So what is, again, this is how we put ourselves in the jail, in the prison. How do, in this prison, we have stuff here. How do we get out? It's from the front door again. That's what we're taking inventory tonight. By not concentrating on anything that is temporary. So when your thoughts come, okay, you pick up your thoughts as long as you're accomplishing something. You need them, they're your allies. But as soon as you finish with your responsibility, you drop them. How do you drop them? By realizing its nature. It is temporary and is useless for me to read it after the fact. So immediately your thoughts become clear. Now we have realized what is temporary and what is we're talking about just the temporariness of it. We realize that the thoughts are temporary, like a whistle, okay? Now we come down to the words. If our thoughts have calmed down, we still want to babble away nonsense. We are teaching the dog two opposite trick. One we say to sit, the other one we say jump around. The success is very slow and late. Do you follow me? If you teach yourself by not reading your mind, by not concentrating on every letters that give you, then you begin to sink down. But if you see a friend, one time we were talking about that, if you see a friend and you start babbling away, you're teaching the dog two different tricks. And you have a confused dog.
That happened to me.
That happened to her.
Because
let's concentrate on it.
I was working on quieting my mind, especially about a particular situation, but I kept repeating it to different people.
Oh.
By the time I was done repeating it to different people, I was agitated all over again.
That's right.
Nothing had changed. The situation had stayed exactly the same.
That's worse a little bit, and because now you...
The actual situation didn't change, but my repeating it over and over again gave me a sense, well, I should do something about it now, or I should do this, and I was back at square one. And I realized not to repeat my story.
That's it. So, if we want to support this goal, this is an inventory. I'm sure you guys are doing it. Just to clarify what we were talking about. You are not reading your mind. Why would you want to act differently when you meet someone? To please them? Hell with it. Why would you want to be one like them, allow them to come to your field. You're calm. You don't have any emotion like they do? Don't have any emotion. Do you know how much energy will be spent if your mind is calm and your mouth isn't? That's why on spirituality you can actually get exhausted faster. Because there is a pull and push going on, which before you didn't have it. They all cooperated to be chaotic. Now it's not doing that anymore. It's saying, no, you can't. So we have this now, and then we align this one too. That's it. In the midst of me, the I in the midst of me is mighty. Now we're building this I, visible. Not that the I was not visible. We are actually making it conquerizing for ourselves so we can relate to this. Now we have our action. Now we have our eyes. You're calming your mind, you're watching TV that is disturbing, and you're talking about it. Then we come to our action. In other words, what I'm trying to say, every senses, all our five senses, have to support a calm mind. Our first priority is to not read the newspaper of our mind, particularly the repeat.